On the next episode of The State of Shakespeare, we talk with Jim DeVita, author and star of the one-person show Enacting Shakespeare, which ran to critical acclaim this season at New York's Pearl Theater and which continues to tour throughout the country. In this aside, we caught up with Jim in his winter home to find out what inspired him to write a one-man show about a one-man show about Shakespeare.
Yeah, I'm based in a very small town in Wisconsin called Spring Green, a town of about 1,500 people, where I have a little writing studio where I'm sitting right now, surrounded by a lot of snow.
Well, we know Spring Green, Wisconsin very well because that's the home of the
American Players Theater. Yeah, American Players Theater is a classically based theater that's been here about 30-some-odd years. I've been here almost 19 years now. So we do an average of about 3 Shakespeare plays every year, along with Moliere and Ibsen and Chekhov. And now we have a smaller space, a 200-seat space called the Touchstone Theater, where some of our dramaturgies, branched into Tennessee Williams and Pinter, Beckett, people we consider the next classical. Trying to do playwrights that we think will be around a long time.
Jim, I came up at the Theatricum Botanicum, and I remember running into Susan Angelo in New York City, and she had just returned from a summer spent at the American Players Theater and was just raving about the quality of the productions there. And
yeah, I actually just saw Susan Angelo came to see my opening night in New York. And I worked with her here. She played Lady M when we did the Scottish play out here. And I played opposite as Mr. M's. I got to know her very well. She's a lovely, lovely, talented woman. And we're story and language based out here. I mean, everybody says they're story and language based, I think, that does theater. But the man that has run this for the last 18 or 19 years, David Frank, has kind of been, the captain of the ship, and he's continually taking us back to the language, to the words. He's kind of had a mission here, and his big mission has been, and I've kind of taken this on myself, is he talks about how do we marry the best of contemporary 20th, 21st century acting, which is kind of, we think of as kind of a sense of almost, not an improvisational quality, but we call it in the moment, it has a feel of improvisation, but it's not. So he's interested in how do we marry that great kind of American style of acting with all of the technique and skill that it takes to do high poetry like Shakespeare. And the two often don't seem compatible, but the chase after that is really kind of fascinating, which I've been working on for about 20 years now. Of how do we marry those two things, that feeling of authenticity and honesty and in the moment on stage, without making the poetry pedestrian.
Your show is called Enacting Shakespeare, mm-hmm. And you call it a memoir play.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't, to be honest, I don't know what to call the play. I think I heard somebody call it that in some review or something, so maybe I mentioned that. But the story is basically about, I run two parallel storylines in it, and one is my first encounter with classical language, if we want to call it that, Shakespeare. And in a nutshell, when I was in a community college, where I dropped out of college twice, and then the third time I was in a community college, we got taken to a class trip into New York City, and I saw Sir Ian McKellen in a show called Acting Shakespeare. It was in 1984, I believe it was. And it was my first kind of encounter with Shakespeare, other than the high school, stuff when you had to read it in class. And I was mesmerized by it. And I had never done Shakespeare, and I found that I understood what the man was saying, and I was engaged. And it kind of, it was this little epiphany moment in my life. And I was just like, wow, what is that? That is cool. And it was kind of the thing that started me on this quest to learn how to do Shakespeare. And I wanted to get to know him, and then it kind of changed my life, to be honest with you.
So flash forward, yep. 20, 30 years, and now you've developed your own show. What sort of courage does it take to decide to do that, to put oneself up alongside Ian McKellen and say, these words are fair game for anyone, and I'm going to go and I'm going to write my own show and put it up in New York City?
Yeah, probably I had a lot of great support for this, too. I premiered the play almost 4 years ago at American Players Theater and developed it for 2 years with John Langs, who's my director. I had permission to adapt some of Mr. McKellen's work. I wrote his People and got his permission to do that. So there's, in the play itself, I think I tried to figure maybe about 30% of Mr. McKellen's words are left in there, which are a lot of the storyline of Shakespeare's life. We have a hypothetical story of what Shakespeare might have been like as a boy and how did he go from being a glove maker to getting to be an actor to a playwright. And that kind of story is set against my story of being a fisherman. I worked on the fishing boats off of Long Island as a kid. And how did I go from running into Shakespeare for the first time through Mr. McKellen? And then my journey, which was, I made a lot of mistakes and was not very good for a long time. And I had to learn a lot, and I still am. So yeah, and to be honest with you, I think it took about 20, 25 years of me working before I brought this to New York. So it's not like I just set this thing up as a young man and said, I'm taking this to New York. I've been working on this for 20 years. And it was wonderful to bring it there. You know, it was wonderful because I actually saw Mr. McKellen a few blocks away. I think it was the Ritz or something like that. You know, and I started college late because I dropped out, but late, you know, I was 21 or 2. And I saw him a few blocks from where I got to do this play 25 years later. And a bit of it is a tribute to the men and women in my life like him who have inspired me and inspire people all the time. And to the teachers in our lives, I consider people like that teachers, great actors that I've seen and worked with, and great bosses that tell you to get your life together. You know, they're all teachers that we run into. And the show is also a bit of a tribute to that.